Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb, you know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
All right.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's In the Bonus with Doug Gottlieb.
What up? It's In the Bonus on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Welcome in. Special In the Bonus. Okay, so here's what I did, okay? I played noon basketball, just a couple games, didn't get hurt. That means I won, and won both games. And Matt Holliday, 7-time All-Star, 4-time Silver Slugger. If it wasn't for steroid guys, he'd probably already be in the Hall of Fame. Anyway, he was playing noon ball, so I was like, hey, dude, you want to co-host my podcast? Because, you know, now you're a hitting coach with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Bench coach?
You're not a hitting coach?
No.
What does the bench coach actually do?
Ooh, good question. I would say... You're managing alongside the manager as far as you're trying to make sure that you're one step ahead of him as far as you can be, as far as maybe bullpen or pinch hitters. You're challenging him with decisions. So I think it's I don't know, second manager, but you know, you have some I think I'll be involved in the offense. I'm not gonna be, you know, we have two hitting coaches.
You will do nothing. And just sit there and collect the check, go. Huh? Atta baby.
I shouldn't say that because I have a meeting Monday in St. Louis, so they may have a whole pile of things for me to do that I don't know. I don't know yet. So Monday and Tuesday of next week, I'm supposed to sit down and I guess get the rundown. But the cool thing is Ollie Marmol is the manager. He's one of my closest friends, and so I'm looking forward to spending a lot of time with him and kind of learning about, you know, kind of the front office side of being a manager or, you know, bench coach and kind of learning about what analytics, you know, they look at and what I think is usable or not usable. And so I'm excited about just kind of figuring out like the ins and outs of every day of what being a manager, you know, if that's something I want to do in the future.
That would be weird though, if one day you're managing against your son or against your sons, right?
Yeah.
That would be you'd have some definite inside knowledge, right?
Yeah. Again, with the DH now, like, I mean, the managing is more like people, you know, like trying
to manage people.
Yeah. It's not necessarily, I mean, occasionally you intentionally walk somebody or, you know, you make a decision, you know, obviously with pitching changes, but the old double switches and trying to figure out some of those things, you know, it's not quite the same as it used to be as far as managing the National League.
Okay, so I did want to ask you one kind of baseball question, then we're going to talk some football. I told you to think of your most annoying human, because we have a segment we do on the podcast called You're Annoying, and we just pick out annoying people. And then we vote on who the most annoying person is just for the day, just for the hell of it. Anyway, Aaron Judge is a free agent, right? He just won the AL MVP. Should he have won the AL MVP? Shouldn't have been Shohei Ohtani?
So to me, it's like, wow, as far as valuable, I mean, the hard thing for Shohei is that the Angels sucked. So people have a hard time putting value on him accurately because they're so bad. If you're talking about having a three-hole hitter who hit 30 homers, who is, you know, you plug him in the lineup, he's an excellent offensive player, and he's an ace pitcher. I mean, how much more? I mean, I think he's the most valuable player in the history of baseball. And it's not close. I mean, he is two $25 to $35 million players in one. So you're talking about he's a pitcher like DeGrom. He's a pitcher like Verlander. He's a pitcher like Scherzer. And then he's a hitter. You know, you put him in the top tier of hitters as well. So if he was just one or the other, he'd be making $25 million. But he's both, or $30 million maybe even. And so I think he's the most talented, valuable player in the history of baseball. It's hard to ignore Aaron Judge's record-setting American League home run record. So I get it. He's in New York. They won the division. And so that he was going to be the MVP. But there's no one more valuable than a ace pitcher, three-hole hitter who can run. If you played him in right field every day, he's probably a Gold Glove defender, but we will never know because he's pitching. But as far as, I mean, I can't imagine there being a more valuable player than a guy who's can play, you know, on both sides.
It's nuts. Okay, you mentioned Aaron Judge is the American League home run record setter. I have a problem with it. Like, all those guys were steroid guys, mm-hmm. above them. And I do think baseball has done it to themselves, right? Why not just say he holds the record?
Well, I don't have a problem with that. I don't know. You know, the problem is that goes when you go back, you don't know. I mean, I guess there's been guys cheating the game for a long time, whether it was amphetamines or, you know, as far as going way back and, you know, 30, 40 years. So there's guys that are in the Hall of Fame that use steroids that they never got caught.
Right.
And so it's just this, I don't know. It's like you said, baseball's probably done it. I'm okay with like making a Hall of Fame wing that says, hey, look, these guys tested positive for steroids. This was an era where there was a lot of steroids going on, but these were the best players, Clemenses, the Bonds, and recognizing them in the Hall of Fame. And you can even recognize them with an asterisk of the all-time records, but I would be happy if they said, look, this is, you know, the home run champion that's clean, you know, or not on steroids. And so I think people are always a little hesitant to say declaratively that somebody's clean now. Everyone's such a skeptic of, you know.
But then that's because of baseball,
yes,
right?
Yes.
It's because of baseball, right?
Yeah.
Like, had we not been lied to so many times by guys that, you know, were false prophets,
yeah,
right, then it wouldn't have – It wouldn't be the case. Okay, so you've been through, you lived through not just your own free agency, but also Albert Pujols' free agency, which probably is, it's a good sort of guide for all of this stuff. We, like, now San Francisco's mm-hmm. a player. How does it work when you're a player in terms of your level of communication? Scott Boras was your agent, mm-hmm. right? Your level of communication with him during the time and your knowledge of, how many real teams out there? Because Scott always seems to have it, whether it's a secret team out there. Like, is there a secret team out there, Scott? How does it really work?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're in contact with them almost every day, especially this time of the year when the GM meetings and then they have – or the owners meetings and then, you know, a couple months later is the winter meetings, the GM meetings. They got all these meetings where they're there having conversations. And I think that you're talking to them a lot right now, and then you kind of have – if you don't get signed by – you know, the middle of December, there's sort of this lull, right? So everybody goes on Christmas break. And then after the new year, you know, the talks start heating up. For me, I didn't sign until January sometime. So there's like a lull, right? So you want to get it all done early.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of times the bigger contracts take longer to get done. So there's a lot of back and forth right now. Hey, this team, you know, if I need to have the okay that if this team gets to this number that I can say okay. And so, you know, there's a lot of that going on. And Aaron's, I didn't do what he's doing. He's out in San Francisco and taking
doing the visits.
Yeah, taking some trips and really getting to know people that way. So it could move faster. I mean, if San Francisco says, hey, you know, they're at dinner tonight and they offer him 400, you know, they blow the offer out of the water, he might say yes. But I think, you know, when you talk about like Albert and those, you know, sometimes you get wooed by that team, that new team, and the old team sort of says, hey, you know, we kind of made our offer, but this is what we think you're worth. And sometimes that gets offensive to a player like Aaron or Albert in that case, like, you know, not really wanting to budge because they've placed this value on you and that's what they think you're worth, which is their prerogative. But sometimes that team that needs to pull you out of there will add on the 10-year service contract or the, you know, the extra flights or the, you know, the, they start adding on these little things or give you another year or, you know, whatever. So then, you know, the player starts to go, well, does my old team value me as much as this new team? And so there becomes this, I don't know. Once you get to this time, I could see it, you know, happening. I mean, I'd be surprised if he doesn't end up back with the Yankees. But I definitely think that once you start making those trips and these teams, plus these teams will get up next to him and realize what an awesome guy he is and what ambassador for the organization he would be and the merchandise he would sell and just what a good fit he is at any market. It's going to be – they're going to want to try to sign him.
Okay. If you were advising him, he's like, hey, man, what would you do here? And the money is greater elsewhere. But you've been on the Yankees. Mm-hmm. And there was a time early on when you start with the Yankees when it was awesome, right? Mm-hmm. So you've seen – and you were in the playoffs with the Yankees. So you know what that place is like when they're winning, right? And obviously you've won other places. You won in St. Louis. You won in Colorado as well. What is your value over staying in the same place, a place you know, as opposed to taking a bigger check and taking a chance?
You know, I think that the fact that he would have a chance, one, to be an all-time Yankee, I think is appealing to him. And that stadium...
There's only one Yankees.
It's a stadium to hit home runs. And the Giants stadium is not. And so if he's looking at all-time records or potentially hitting...
Does that matter to guys?
It's some guys it does. I think his legacy as a Yankee, as a forever, his whole career, I think is more important to him than trying to set any kind of home run records. But I do think production-wise, that stadium, he can clip balls out and their home runs to right field where, you know, in San Francisco, they might be outs. And so he's obviously got incredible power. But when you're talking about hitting 65 home runs, not all of those are going to be full, you know, flush swings. So I think – like I said, I think he will value being a Yankee, and even if he gets offered more money outside of a lot more money, I think he ends up back with the Yankees because I think he does have value of being a Yankee, and there's equity there.
Yeah.
You know, when you're
sweat equity is
when
huge.
You've come up and everyone, he goes to the Giants and they give him $40 million a year and he gets off to a rough start, people are going to be like, hey, what happened? You're supposed to get hit every time. Where when you're known, you know, commodity in New York, if you get off to a rough start.
Well, last year, you go back last year, right? Yeah, I mean, you know, and the way he plays, like, you're going to strike out a lot.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of part of baseball. Last thing. All right, close your eyes for a second. Best you've ever hit a baseball.
Like the furthest ball I've ever hit?
Just the best you've ever hit a baseball.
Well, I mean, the home run derbies aside, because you can absolutely smash balls.
Yeah.
Probably in Colorado, we were playing the Giants. We played the Giants a lot, obviously, in the division. We had kind of gotten – it kind of gotten heated. That was when they were – you know, the Lincecum and you know, they had a really good team. Buster Posey was a young player, but he was on the come up, and they were starting to get really good, and we were pretty good. And Matt Cain was pitching, and we hadn't really had any beef, but it had gotten a little contentious, and then – so he gets the first two guys out. He's painting. He's pretty good. You know, he's really good at that time. And so I come up in the first pitch – so he hits me in a fastball, like, right there, like, underneath my neck, between, like, kind of right almost on my neck. And I was pissed. I thought he did it on purpose, and I don't know if he did or not. So I was pissed. And dotting, just command, really good command. And then
first, all of a sudden he loses
yeah,
one.
Yeah, oh, yeah. First sorry, pitch sorry. In my neck, yeah. So my next at-bat, I'm like, one of those times where, gosh, I want to hit this. I'm going to swing. I'm going to hit this as far as – and he throws me a curveball. And I actually hit it, like, with anger. I hit it as far as, like, as far – I think it hit the, like, the base of the scoreboard in Colorado on top of the concourse. And he told me to run. Back then, you know, pimp jobs were – and so I watched a little bit. And he starts yelling at me to run. And so I start yelling back at him. And we yell at each other all the way around the bases.
So, like, when you're yelling, what are you saying? Because now you can – now they do the John Boy thing, right? John Boy does a great job picking up what guys are saying.
Yeah. Back then, I could probably send him that clip because I actually have the video. You lose your mind. I think I was saying, calling him a bitch maybe, and he was, I don't remember what, he was telling me to run, and he was shaking his head, and I'll show you the video, but I think calling him a bitch, I think is as bad as it got, but just, you know, one of those moments where you actually hit it, you're trying to hit a home run, and you hit one, which doesn't happen very often, so that was probably the I don't know.
You get back to the dugout, and you're like, I just smoked that
baseball. Yeah, all the guys are like, whoa, yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of general tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com to see their general tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I want to do this on last night's Monday Night Football game. There's two kind of takeaways, okay? The first takeaway is it feels sort of obvious, but maybe it doesn't. The Niners are a Super Bowl contender. Like, we've been waiting in the NFC to see, it's like, again, the kind of the false prophet thing. Like, I don't know. I struggle with the Cowboys because every year they let you down. Right? The Niners go out and get Christian McCaffrey, who's a stud when he's healthy. Then you add to the fact that, like or hate Jimmy, nobody hates Jimmy Garoppolo. Everybody just knows, like, he's going to throw a ball or two that you can take to the other team can take to the house. Outside of that, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Right? But they got other dudes on that team. You got
weapons
Nick,
all over the field.
Oh, they got Nick Bosa, yeah, who's as nasty. I mean, Fred Warner on the as a linebacker, and then obviously on offense you got Debo, Ayuk. Yeah. Now that those guys are healthy,
Kittle's playing well.
Oh. So record aside, and it's almost like the first half of the season doesn't matter. You watched last night, you're like, well, that team can win and go to the Super Bowl, right? And because they can run it and they can throw it and they've been there before and they get after the passer, kind of doesn't matter where they play.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas some teams, it matters where they play. Like, I watched last night, I'm like, man, I don't necessarily gamble, but I might go to DraftKings and throw a little down on the Niners win the Super Bowl.
I was impressed. I saw, you know, one formation, they had Samuel and McCaffrey in the backfield kind of splitting the quarterback, and they were running routes out of the backfield, and I was like, man, that's two high-end options. And like you said, Garoppolo, like, it makes you wonder, like, he's kind of like short passing game, and like, he kind of fits their kind of collection of players. I think they've done a nice job. And then the one time he splits, and then Kittle gets behind the defense and just enough mobility to kind of move around. I was impressed. I watched last night and I thought the same thing. I thought, wow, this, you know, especially with the Vikings getting smashed by the Cowboys. The Cowboys is always a little bit of fool's gold.
Yes. But they have Micah Parsons is, I mean, he's just a
stud.
He
might be the best player in the NFL.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's actually has been uttered on this show, on this podcast. The other side to it is, I think the Cardinals are screwed. And here's how you know. This is Larry Fitzgerald doesn't say nothing bad about, no, like, you know, Brady has that podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brady has a podcast, and there hasn't been one quote from Larry Fitzgerald in that podcast. He's on the podcast with him. Not one, not a single solitary quote. And yet, this was Larry Fitzgerald as part of ESPN's pregame coverage. He was talking about Colt McCoy. Take a look.
The conversations with former teammates is glowing about his leadership. You know, leading meetings, taking the onus. If he makes a mistake, saying, look, that was on me, I'm going to get it fixed. Like, that's a big part of being a leader.
Yeah, so I took that as a direct shot across the bow. And maybe it's indirect. At Kyler, mm-hmm. Right? Like, there's a reason that clause was in Kyler's contract. There's a reason that there's been talk of the Call of Duty stuff, right? And there's a reason there's, like, some body language stuff. And he was terrible last year in the playoffs. That doesn't mean Colt McCoy replaces him. Mm-hmm. It just means they're screwed. They signed him to a deal. They re-signed Cliff to a long-term extension. They re-signed the GM. Like, they're all kind of tied together. And if you won't play for your quarterback, if guys aren't all in on it, if he doesn't have the, and when Larry Fitzgerald, literally, he's the Derek Jeter of interviews.
Never says anything.
No. Everybody loves to have him on. And then you're like, man, he didn't really say anything. And then last night, they're on Monday Night Football in Mexico City against the Niners, and he's like, you know, Colt McCoy is really a good leader. He's telling you all you need to know.
Have you watched the Hard Knocks on the HBO, the end season?
Yes.
I think it's pretty apparent. Like last week, the one where Colt McCoy comes in and plays, and everyone, and he's like demanding attention for detail. Like nobody else has been demanding attention for detail. I thought it was pretty telling in watching that Colt McCoy, all of a sudden, the guy's perked up a little bit, and like, this guy's throwing the ball to the right spot, and he's getting out of his hand quick, and like, they were all like, and I noticed the same thing. I thought, man, that shouldn't be the vibe when your backup quarterback comes in. It should be, you know, I mean, you're not going to be down when your starter's hurt, but I just watching that, it seems like there's some, they have too much talent to have this sort of, I don't know. They don't seem connected.
Yeah.
For some
reason. No, I mean, it's just obvious. Like, yeah. Again, and it's not necessarily a talent thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah. It's teams win sports. That's kind of how it works.
They have two Hall of Fame receivers. I mean, they're maybe not quite in their prime. Like, DeAndre Hopkins is still in his prime. I mean, AJ Green's probably not.
He's very much not in his prime. So, but they have plenty of talent.
Yeah.
Right? Plenty of talent. I mean, then you have, what's his name was back last night? Wasn't he, guys? The kid at Oakland, Hollywood Brown, mm-hmm. right?
I mean, I didn't even see him. Was he out there?
I don't know if he's been hurt, but yeah.
I like that little slot receiver they have. He's a good little player.
I mean, they got dudes.
Yeah.
And I mean, we can blame Cliff all we want to blame him, but they've been winning enough games. But it isn't even about winning. It's just about how it looks and how it feels. And then you factor in they're all under contract for at least 3 more years. You're like, well, that team's screwed. Mm-hmm. that team's screwed.
It's just interesting, like, when you talk about Colt McCoy and then Kyler Murray, and, like, if he could get his attention to detail and sort of his, like, if he would learn from him, that's where, like, as a young player, man, you gotta like, snuggle up next to those veterans and learn the little things, because the talent combined with the little things is how you win big.
Yeah.
And it's just – it doesn't seem like that doesn't seem like the relationship when you watch that Hard Knocks. And obviously you don't see it all, but – the clips they
show. I mean, you can tell.
Yeah.
You can tell, just like you can tell from Larry Fitzgerald's comments, like, that he's
got insider info.
No question.
Yeah.
No question. No question at all.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, this is the most fun thing I get to do. We call it You're Annoying. You hit that, Ramos?
And now, it's You're Annoying.
So Matt, what because my boss basically said, like, hey, look, man, this is like a live podcast. You can do whatever you want to do. Jason Stewart, who's my esteemed producer, he's lived long enough. He's our age. He's actually a little bit older. He's older than shit. And people annoy you after a while, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start with you. Again, you can pick anything. I'll start. It's the guy who thinks this is, I went to a Thunder game last night, right? And a mutual friend of ours gave me some sweet tickets, right? So you're like, you're on the wood or whatever, yeah. And you're sitting there and you're feeling like a baller. But it's the guy who comes up to you and he follows you on social media. So he thinks he knows, like you have a relationship with him.
Yeah.
Because he follows you on social media. And then he wants to like give you shit, you know? And for me, it's when I'm in Oklahoma, it's shorts on backwards. It's Oklahoma won the football game. It's, you know, like something I said on the radio 15 years ago or whatever. But they think, like following you on social media, like they want to give you a hot take.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just watching a ball game with my kid. To that guy, and you know who you are because you came up to me three times last night.
Oh, man. He came back for three.
Yeah, I was there. You know, there's that little restaurant. They got the little restaurant behind the thing. I forget what it's called.
Club, like the little.
Yeah. And so, like, he came up, and it was one time, and I didn't blow him off. Like, I was like, hi, good to meet you, you know? And then I had my son with me, and then he came back again, and then he came back one more time. It was just like, all right, I got to go back, sit in my seat just so I avoid this guy. To that guy, you're annoying. Your turn.
So I was thinking, it's funny because I was watching soccer yesterday, and they pretend to get hurt so much when they show the replay and it's like he's like skidded across his shin and they lay down and they bring the little stretcher out and then
that's the best part. The stretcher part is it's like a movie.
Yeah,
it's almost like they make fun of themselves
with the stretcher. Yeah,
because it's such a clown show.
And then they run and the guy's usually like, I'm okay, and then they run off with the stretcher and then they go stand and they come right back in the game and I'm like, I guess they're trying to sell it to the ref.
Yeah.
I mean, I never played soccer, but I watched that and I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, would you stop with the acting? I mean, yeah. So
soccer flopper guy.
I was watching that yesterday. I was like, man, I'm tired of that move.
I would also say let's add to it. Okay. Soccer fan. Like, seriously, shut the fuck up. Look, this is a gigantic event. It's a great event. Okay, but like soccer guy who gets super defensive because yesterday I basically said, hey, look, we're Texas, you know, we're Texas University of Texas Athletics. There's no way we should be this average for this long when we have 350 million people. We have and it's not like we're a country that doesn't love sports. We love sports. Huge investment in youth sports.
You can make money doing it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like, there's all these different things. And I understand they got youth academy. Whatever. I don't give a shit. We got plenty of athletes. We have not yet figured it out. Maybe we will soon. Okay, I don't know. They'll be young. It's a junior program. Yeah. Whatever. I mean, I've heard it my entire life. But the soccer guy, when you point out, like you and I were talking beforehand, like the whole Wales thing, we talked about it yesterday. I had no idea Wales was a country of its own. And you're like, well, how do you even know? Like, that's not taught. I was a good student. That wasn't taught. Okay? I went to two fine institutions. I was a GATE student. Like, nobody ever said Wales is a different country than England. No idea, because in the Olympics, when you learn about countries, they're actually with England. Doesn't make any sense. In the Olympics, they're together. In the World Cup, they're separate.
So when they play Olympic hockey, Olympic soccer, they're with England.
I believe so, yes.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. But soccer guy continued to like if you want to educate the rest of us on it, like that's cool.
Yeah.
Like that's fine. Like nah, actually this is kind of what
it is,
right?
Players, yeah.
Right. But when you say things that jump out at you like I don't understand and why are we so bad and the flopping and they start to get super defensive about it, you're annoying. Jason Stewart, your turn.
Hey guys. I don't know if you've been tracking this, but on Saturday, I kind of watched it in real time. Benjamin Watson was doing an SEC like pregame or halftime show.
I saw this. Do you have a sound?
a guy named Peter Burns.
Yeah.
And they had this exchange on the air.
By the way, did you not get the memo on the suits? We all went dark today. You're like Easter service.
Y'all kind of leave me out. As long as I get the text from my wife that says I look good.
Oh, really?
So send me the text, babe. Send me the text.
That's not the one she sent me.
Happened to Peter Burns, okay. Or
so guy who tells your wife joke on live TV to a guy that he doesn't seem to know very well, because there's been a weird, I guess, sequence of events since then. ESPN came out right away and said it was a sight gag, that was a setup bit. But then Peter Burns has apologized since then that he crossed the line. So which one is it? Was it a sight gag, or did you cross the line? But if you're using a your wife joke on live TV, I don't even know if you should have a job, but you're at the very least, you're fucking annoying.
He's lucky he didn't get pommeled, too.
Like, seriously.
Exactly. Watts is a big dude.
Like, Benjamin Watts is a really good dude.
He's lucky he's a nice guy, because he's jacked, and he can pummel that guy.
Yeah, live on Earth wife joke is it was intended, the white man's perspective line was intended to be self-deprecating, right? Like, what I should have said was, you know, like, I'm just the token white guy here. Put me in at the end of the game or something like that, right? And I just said but that's risky enough. Your wife joke is who goes there?
So initially they said it was that they kind of were going to do this planned, and then
I guess. He
came back out and said, sorry, I shouldn't have done that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, he's lucky Benjamin Watson's a super nice guy.
You got any more, Jace?
Oh, you know me. I've got a list of them. But let me hit you guys with one more. Okay. Have you followed the Sauce Gardner thing? He liked a tweet that was critical of Zach Wilson. There was basically a tweet being like, you don't think you owe anything to your defense, Zach Wilson? And then they showed his awful stats or a bad interception. And Sauce Gardner, the rookie corner for the Jets, liked it. And then he's come back since. I guess the PR department may have gotten in his ear and been like, yeah, you can't like that stuff. Because he says, hey, guys, this is his tweet. If I liked it purposely, I just would have said anything. I always mistakenly like tweets on here, but y'all made it sure y'all caught this one. Y'all are toxic on here, and a bunch of emojis.
Oh, so yes. It's everybody else. Now, how long did he like it for? Because
it was 48 hours.
Oh, yeah, because if you press the heart button.
You press it right back.
You press it right back. You're like, oh, shit, I pressed it. I'll press it right back, right? But if you, you know, so
When the PR guy calls it, you say, oh, that was an accident. I didn't mean to like that.
Yeah. that's annoying. That's definitely annoying.
You can't do that as a teammate. Like, you can't. Why, you don't like the tweet.
No, you can't like the tweet. But also Zach Wilson.
I agree with that.
You know, Zach Wilson appears to be fairly unlikable as well. So it's generally the implosion of the Jets is almost as fun as the Jets' normal ineptitude. Right?
It's too good to be true. Right? Like, what were they, 5-2 at one point?
Yes. Yes.
It seemed too good to be true.
Well, there's also we've had this discussion, because there's so many Long Island guys, and Long Island is like Jets, because the Jets used to play on Long Island. There's so many guys that went to Syracuse and were Jets and Mets fans. I think they're covered way more than they should be. They're in New York, but they're like the second team in New York, but they're like the Syracuse Mafia covers that team way more than they should. Otherwise, they're just a football. Like, they're the Chargers.
Yeah.
Right? They're the Chargers with really, really shitty uniforms by comparison, you know? And, you know, they once upon a time with Joe Namath won a Super Bowl way back in the day. But they're basically the Chargers. All right, let's get to what the Fox said.
And now,
what does the Fox say?
All right, so what we do is we play for you a portion of a previous show on Fox Sports Radio or Fox Sports One. This was Jonas Knox and Brady Quinn talking about Lane Kiffin.
Do you think Lane Kiffin is actually up for the job in Auburn, and is it a step up from taking that job over the current job he has at Ole Miss?
I mean, it's about money, ultimately. It's about money and whether or not you have the money and resources to do what you need to do. I'll put it this way. I think we've seen Auburn win a national championship here in the past couple of decades. We have not seen that from Ole Miss. And Auburn's at a spot where they're desperate. They need to make a fix. I think they'd be willing to pay Lane Kiffin enough or force Ole Miss to ante up to make them their head coach. So I don't dispel the fact that they might, you know, Auburn might be talking to Lane Kiffin, but it might be a long ways from a done deal. And I think the difficulty for Lane Kiffin is he's obviously still coaching his team, right? He's got the Egg Bowl this week. And, you know, depending on how things fall and where they end up in a bowl game, you know, he's got to figure all those things out. But that Egg Bowl this week could turn into the Iron Bowl next year. We don't know.
Okay, so here's what happened. There's a guy named John Sokoloff, and he's in Starkville, Mississippi. And he put out this tweet that said, breaking news, Lane Kiffin plans to step down as Rebels head coach Friday and become the next head coach of the Auburn Tigers. Lane Kiffin said, that's news to me, John. Nice sources. Then Lane Kiffin said, this just in, breaking news, that John Sokoloff plans to step down as lead anchor to head to be on WLOX to become the new lead anchor. Sources say that WLOX hasn't offered the job to anyone yet, so John to WLOX is happening. Story soon, right? So, I mean, it's a fascinating thing, this Auburn job. And then you factor it on the back of the A&M thing, where Jimbo Fisher is owed $85 million. And there's actually a serious consideration in buying him out.
Oh my
gosh. $85 million. $85 million. So there gets a point, and Lane is kind of openly opined for a new contract. This is my third year with a new contract, a fourth year or whatever. What do you think, like, in terms of how this all should plays out?
Are we convinced that he's that good of a coach?
Lane?
Yeah.
No.
That's what I mean. Like, he's been to how many different schools?
SC, Tennessee, Florida Atlantic, Mississippi. Four, right? And then the Raiders, where Al Davis had that weird press conference.
How many great seasons has he had as the head coach?
I think he had one at SC. Tennessee was only there for a year, and it was like they were turning it around. And then Florida Atlantic, he had one good year. And Ole Miss, he's had... I mean, he's been better at Ole Miss. Like,
But how much better? You know what I mean? Like, Ole Miss has just as many resources as Auburn. Is that true or no? Do you think
I think Auburn has a lot more money. I think that's the general thinking.
So that they want to steal Lane Kiffin from Ole Miss.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think, you know, to me, like, don't you want to set up roots at one point? Or I guess maybe he likes moving around every couple of years. I mean, I just feel like every couple of years, Lane Kiffin moves.
I guess the question is, like, can you, after denying a report, can you still take the gig?
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah. But it just, you know, now I kind of hope he
takes it. I mean,
the
Lincoln Riley thing, the whole deal last year.
But I actually think that was legit, that they called at first and he wasn't interested, and then they opened up the checkbook and just said, we'll do whatever it takes.
But yeah, I mean, I think he's this happens all the time. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if that guy was actually onto something and he is going to Auburn. But yeah, I mean, I nothing surprises me with him.
Nothing. He's almost in Bill Simmons has the Tyson zone. You know, the Tyson zone is the Tyson zone is there isn't a story about Mike Tyson that you wouldn't believe to be true.
Okay, yeah.
Like Mike Tyson one time was jumping off the roof with a couple of, you know, dwarf strippers. And you're like, yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
Right. That's the Tyson zone.
Yeah.
I used to call it the Spurrier zone, in the coach that once you're so accomplished and you're like in your 60s, ain't don't give a shit. You can just say whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like Spurrier start of the year, be like, well, yeah, we used to like play Georgia start of the year. You know, they always got some guys suspended, you know, and people freaked out and like, yeah, Georgia always has guys suspended at the start of the year. That's actually accurate. That's the Spurrier zone, though. You can say stuff that nobody else can say. Like, Lane Kiffin is kind of getting close to that. Like, if you told me it was true, it's not that I would probably believe it to be true. All right. Colin Cowherd said this about the men's national team.
No fans have less self-awareness or less perspective than the United States men's national team fans. So let's add some perspective to that discouraging draw. Number one is we have the second youngest team in the entire World Cup. Young teams don't win the World Cup. Secondly, we outplayed Wales for about 70% of the match. Because we're a young team, they usually bring great energy and then make mistakes. You saw both. First half, dominated, incredible passion, chatty, chippy, USA. And then a defensive lapse, a mistake, later in the match. No country is also ever satisfied with their roster or their coach unless they win the World Cup. So there's been some grumblings about who was left off the roster. Greg Berhalter certainly has his critics. But the people that I trust in soccer, that I read, that I lean on, that I text and ask questions, felt we were going to struggle to get scoring opportunities in this match, and it would be very low scoring. That 1-0 was probably what you're looking at.
Okay, so it feels Colin saying, hey, easy, calm, they're young, they're going to get better. Here's the problem. It's a reasonable take. And sports talk on radio and television is not the home for reasonable takes.
Yeah.
Right? It's just not. It's also proof. We just don't watch soccer. We just don't. So we don't understand kind of the subtleness. And it's also part of soccer that I hate, which is like hockey, which is you can be better for 70-80% of the game and not win the game because it's so low scoring, right? That's the part, like, everybody's like, oh, overtime hockey is great. Like, not really, because a random shot can, like, ricochet off two guys and go in, and then the team that was way better, you know, ends up losing. Whereas in football and basketball, generally, I know there are runs that happen, and, you know, like Oklahoma State, like, they were better for three quarters than Oklahoma. The problem is they get down 28-0 and it didn't matter. But that would be it's a reasonable take. We're not reasonable people. We're frustrated over the fact we've been so inept in soccer and we don't really understand soccer.
Yeah, I think, and to me, like, I think if they make it out of their group, that's been, like, I was, like, hoping that they make it out of their group.
Right.
Like, they still have a chance to do that. But I just think, like, people think that we should crush Wales. They don't really know soccer. Like, you talked about, like, general population, including me. I don't know a ton about soccer, but I ask the right questions, and they say, well, if we can advance out of this group, that'd be a win for us this year. Now, in 4 years, or whenever it's the next time it is, it might be a different story. But this year, if we get out of our group, it'd be a great, great story.
Okay. And that's what the Fox said. Matt, you're a champ for joining me. I would say the check is in the mail, but I'd be lying to you. I'd be completely lying to you. The next time we talk, you got to tell us what a bench coach actually does.
Yeah, I'll find out.
Yeah.
You know.
It could be the coolest job. Yeah. We could compare on who has the better job. Like, what do you do? Like, I talk on the radio for 3 hours a day. Yeah. What do you do? Like,
write names on a piece of paper.
Write names on a piece of paper and go, all right, come on. Hey, Amir. Huh? Here we go.
Give me some more seeds.
Yeah. Seeds?
Yeah, sunflower seeds.
Do you do this? No, but do you do black pepper?
I prefer regular, but there's a few times I'll mix it up just because it gets old.
But is the black pepper the mix it up?
Yeah, I like it.
All right, there you go. That's for Matt Holliday. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is In the Bonus in the Doug Gottlieb Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.